Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I see that we are like-minded in that many of us have looked at paragraph 48 and think it needs to be updated to reflect the number of states' parties that are now party to the Chemical Weapons Convention. I don't necessarily see a reason to call out any of the new parties by name, but we should update the number. I think it's 192, but my distinguished colleague from Russia mentioned that we could ask our representative from the OPCW for the correct number to update that particular paragraph. We also have heard discussion over the last few days about the issue of the growing convergence between biology and chemistry, and paragraph 49 of the final document addresses that thought. We propose to highlight this issue at this review conference, and that we highlight the accelerating pace of the convergence between biology and chemistry, and propose that states parties explore its implications, and further that this issue be tasked for intersessional work under the scientific and technology work that might be done during the intersessional process. And so we're going to be proposing some language for that. It probably could be included in the article by article or in the decisions and recommendations section. We'll look at the language and consider that. We also note the potential value of cooperation between appropriate entities in the chemical weapons context and the biological weapons context, such as in the case of the OPCW, the Scientific Advisory Board, and the Open-Ended Working Group on Future Priorities. The potential value of cooperation between us and them in identifying advances in science and technology related to convergence between biology and chemistry. So we see this as a useful intersessional activity. We'd also like to address the issue of the concern that's been expressed by a number of delegations about the threat posed by the use of chemical and biological weapons by non-state actors. And we believe that this issue could be addressed in the context of existing international frameworks. Multifaceted tools exist, and our focus should be on enhancing those tools. And in that context, we thought it might be useful that BWC states parties explore the potential of working to elaborate the common threat posed by actors, including non-state actors, and that perhaps there be an interface between the Biological Weapons Convention states parties and parties to the Chemical Weapons Convention. And we note in that context that the OPCW established a working group focused on non-state actors. And we think a partnership between the two regimes might add value in addressing the non-state actor threat. And we encourage such a synergistic approach. And we'll be proposing some language to follow up that thought as well. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.